This just in, I'm receiving a report that has halted our daily broadcast. A young shepherd has made a monumental discovery for the faith, and we're not talking about the angels appearing or the birth of Jesus. Stay tuned for more information. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes we feel like important things in history are way, way, way in the past, but today's story wasn't even 100 years ago. In fact, my grandparents were born the year it happened. And yet, today's story impacts our understanding of Scripture and holds other powerful significance today. So without further ado, let's dive in. It's called Treasure in Jars by Morgan A. Mitchell. In Israel, 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd was bored while tending his goats. To amuse himself, he picked up a stone and threw it into a cave. To his amazement, the sound of something breaking echoed about him. He investigated and stumbled upon clay jars with scrolls in them. He had discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, some of the most ancient copies of most of the Old Testament texts. These scrolls are over 2,000 years old, and they hold unimaginable value for biblical scholars, and all other Christians too. They are a great treasure. This discovery illustrates an important facet of our Christian life. When we accept Jesus, we're given a great treasure, the message of the gospel. His light is now in our lives. We might consider ourselves unworthy or unable to spread the message of salvation to others. We might think we're unworthy or unable to live the life God calls us to live. And the truth is, by ourselves, we aren't worthy. We are like fragile clay jars. But it's what's in us that's important. We are now children of the light, and we have the Holy Spirit in us. Because of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to tell others about a Savior who loves us so much that He came to earth as a baby, lived a sinless life, died on the cross for our sins, and rose from the dead to make the way for us to be with Him forever. God knows that we're frail, and we can't do anything on our own, like clay jars. And yet, He gave us a treasure He wants us to share with others. And He gave us His Holy Spirit to help us carry out that mission and live the life He calls us to live. So let's talk about this a little bit more. Have you ever tried to follow God's good ways and share the gospel through your own power? How did that go? We all fall into this from time to time, but that's not how God calls us to live. He invites us to rely on Him every day, trusting Him to work through us to do things we couldn't do by ourselves, like understanding Scripture, turning away from sin, being patient with others, loving our enemies, etc. Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God to show you any places you've been relying on your own power instead of His Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing that once we know Jesus, we get to carry the treasure of the gospel and God's presence with us all the time? How could this truth affect the way you live your life? As you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, as well as chapter 42, verse 6, and verse 16, as well as 2 Corinthians chapter 4, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo interesting? Do you know someone else who needs to hear it today? Well, I encourage you to share it with friends or family, either on social media or individually. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Every Tear with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.